November 2nd evening.
So, it will penetrate in your heart. And just that, you give up your house, everything as plain, take on flow, more power. So don't go to Vrindavan and take lesson of Govind. Be careful. Otherwise, your everything will be destroyed. Rupa Goswami, I told that if you want to have a bhakta, you should want to be a bhakta. Oh, so we go to Vrindavan and take lesson of Govind. Have you, perhaps you have taken lesson of Govinda Dev? Oh no, that Govinda Dev has gone to? His Pratibhu Vigrahi is there. No one. But you have taken lesson. Also, Jayadeva Goswami for his Shami, he has written in his book Govinda, Heera Samire, Yaduna, Vasati Pane, Paramatma. In this Samire, where air also stopped by seeing Raj, no movement at all. At that time, he was looking, topping his. So he, where it is, he said, that Deva, what he has told in his poetry, that could be there in King Sami. You should sing that song. You are lucky to hear all these things and to go and to take dasan of Govindiji and of Veer Sami. Gopiswar Mahadev especially.
So, Shri Dita Maharaj explained very nicely the pastime of Vamshi Bhat. So, Sri Krishna, he actually saw that on the eastern horizon, the moon was rising. And seeing this beautiful moon, and moon was actually shedding the red light, actually the pink rays of the moon, and the unbroken disk of the moon appeared like the round face, Mukhamandal of Srimati Radhika. So seeing this beautiful moon, and which resembled Srimati Radhika's face, Sri Krishna desired to perform the Rasa Lila. So therefore, Sri Krishna, he played actually the flute song, and in that he uttered the Kling Bija, Kama Bija. Hearing that flute song, all the gopis, they actually came running to that place, to the Vamshi Bhat. When they came running to Vamshi Bhat, Krishna asked them that, why you have come? You are the chaste woman, and you should follow the Loka Dharma, you should follow the traditions family traditions, and you are from just families, respectable aristocratic families. So therefore, why you have come here in the dead of night? And this night is very dangerous. Also, it may be that there are some wild animals, ferocious animals, who may be here, and they may cause disturbance to you. Also, you are married to your husbands. So woman should not forsake her husband, even if he is lame, blind, or any condition, poor, one should not, a chaste woman should never abandon her husband. So, in this way, he began to joke with the gopis. So, that time the gopis told that you actually called us. There are many, actually 10 million gopis came there. But among the 10 million gopis, there were 16,000 different groups. So, there were Mukta and other types of gopis. So, some Mukta gopis told that actually you called us. So, therefore, we have come here. So in this way the gopis told that because of attractive your fruit song, they have come here. So in this way, this Rasa Lila pastime is the crest jewel of all the pastimes. Now Shankarji, he has actually desired, he was in Kailash and he wants to see this Rasa Lila pastime. So therefore, he wants to enter into Vrindavan. But on the Vrindavan gate, he was stopped by the Paricharika gopis, the guardian gopis, they stopped him. But Shankar is not very easy to pacify. Immediately he approached, he began to perform austerities to actually satisfy, propitiate Purnamasi Devi. And Purnamasi Devi was pleased with Yoga Maya, Purnamasi Devi was pleased with him and said, "What is your desire?" Shankar said that, "I want to see the Rasa Lila." And Purnamasi Devi said, she grabbed his hand and dipped him in the Brahma Kunda. When Shankarji was dipped in the Brahma Kunda, he emerged out of it as a gopi. And then Purnamasi Devi told him, "Now you should sit in the northeast kunja of Rasa Lila and you should watch this Rasa Lila." So Shankarji sat there, but that day Krishna told and gopis told that today I am not experiencing happiness in the Rasa Lila. It seems that some vijariya person, some person with incompatible mood has entered our Rasa Lila. So gopis began to search the entire kunja. And they saw that Shankarji was sitting in the corner there in the form of Gopishwar. He was in the form of a gopi. So gopis inquired from him, inquired from her that, "Oh, what is your name? What's your name? What village you belong to? Who's your mother? Who's your father? Who's your husband? What is the name of your in-laws?" So many questions they asked from her, but Gopishwar could not reply. Because Purnamasi Devi had not described his identity to him. So therefore, all the gopis became angry and they began to punch him. And his cheeks, her cheeks actually became full like reddish. So that time, Gopishwar began to weep. So that time, Purnamasi appeared there and she told Sri Krishna that she is the recipient of my mercy. So therefore, she is actually Shankar Bholanath. So you should give some mercy to her. So then, Krishna, he told the gopis that you should give her mercy. And then, it was decided that Shankar should guard the northeast corner, Ishan Kon of Rasa Lila Mandal, and he will prohibit unqualified persons from entering into Rasa Lila, and he will grant entry to the persons who have been qualified and who have taken shelter of Rasi, Krishna, like our Guru there, to enter into Rasa Lila. Manchakal Bhattu Vaishya. Thank you.
Prihat Bhagavatam Vatam. Brahma is पहले ब्रह्मा जी कह रहे हैं, पहले भी उन्होंने कुछ प्रार्थना की है। ये वृंदावन के संबंध में सुना, ऐसा वृंदावन है जहां पर गोपियों का के साथ में कृष्ण ने रास किया, सारी ऋतुओं के फूल, दिन और रात के सभी फूल इनमें भौरे इंतजार कर रहे हैं। कृष्ण ने बंसी कैसे बजाई उस वृंदावन में, सारी गोपियां आई, शंकर जी भी गए, देखना चाहते थे रास, गोपियों ने उनको रोक दिया था वृंदावन के दरवाजे पर ही। उन्होंने कहा जी कैसे हम रास देख सकेंगे, जब पौर्णिमासी जी की तुम सेवा करो, उनको प्रसन्न करो। बहुत दिनों तक उनकी आराधना की, आराधना के पश्चात जोगमाया प्रकटित हो। क्या चाहते हो? सामराज की पशु का हाथ पकड़ करके जबरदस्ती ब्रह्मकुंड में डुबा दिया, हाथ पकड़ करके डुबा दिया और वो गोपी रूप में जब ऊपर उठे गोपी रूप तुम यही पर बैठो, किंतु वो पंथ गोपी के घर में तो जन्म हुआ नहीं, किसी गोप के साथ में शादी हुई नहीं, पति है नहीं, सास ससुर ससुर भी नहीं है, कोई ग्राम जहां पर जो उनका जन्म वो भी तो है नहीं। गोपियों ने पूछा तुम्हारे पति का खसम का नाम क्या है? विवाह हुआ हो तो तब तो बतला है, नहीं बतला सके। क्या तुम्हारे पति का नाम क्या है? वो कौन गांव की रहने वाली है? तुम्हारे सास ससुर कौन है? कुछ नहीं बतला सकते। तब मैंने गुंजों से मार करके बाल कुआ जैसा उनका घर खुला दिया। इतने में वो रोने लगे, जो घुमाया दिया और बोली हमारा कृपा पात्र है आप लोग तुम्हारे। तब कृष्ण और गोपियों ने उन पर कृपा किया, तब कृष्ण ने वरदान दिया जो कोई वृंदावन में प्रवेश करके हमारी लीलाओं दर्शन करना चाहता है उसको तो कृपा करके अधिकार और अनाधिकारियों को। ऐसे वृंदावन में सदभूरि भक्त्य विहा जन्म किम पटप्यं जद गोकुले कत मंद जोषेकं जद जीवितंतु निखिलं भगवान मुकुंद सत्यापि जत पदर जह सुतुर मेव अभिज्ञं। ब्रह्मा जी का सूतिया भी जिनके चरण की धूलि को आज तक नहीं ढूंढ पा रही है वो मुकुंद, मुकुंद के चरणों की आज भी श्रुतियां ढूंढ रही है चरण की धूलि। मुकुंद कौन? मुकुंद जिनके जीवन प्राण धन सब कुछ है वे ब्रजवासी और उनमें से भी विशेष करके गोपियों। इनमें किसी भी गोकुल वासियों की चरणों की धूलि मुझे मिल जाए वो धूलि मेरा जीवन विकास हो जाएगा, मेरा जन्म चतु सफल। पहले श्लोक में इससे पूर्व वाले श्लोक में उन्होंने प्रार्थना की थी ना तथस्तु मे नाथ सभूत भाव भवे अत्र वा न कर्तु वा तिरक्षा जेना एको अपि भवज्जनाना भूत्वा सेवि तोपा। हे नाथ इस जन्म में हो अथवा दूसरे जन्म में हो अथवा पशु पक्षी की इत्यादि में किसी जन्म में भी मेरा सौभाग्य हो कि आपके दासों में से एक दास हो जाऊं और आपकी सेवा को उस समय में इसलिए उसके लिए इस श्लोक में कहा है इस श्लोक में या गोपर में किसी भी जन्म में तीर्ण गुण लता इत्यादि के निकृष्ट जन्म में भी मैं अपना परम सौभाग्य समझूंगा गोपियों की वृद्धि गोकुल वासियों के किसी के चरण की पूरी हमारे विशेष करके मैं सुना चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर कहते हैं गोकुले भी ब्रह्मा जी ने सोचा यदि किसी प्रकार से मेरा जन्म वृंदावन में हो जाता तो बहुत ही सहजिक और सौभाग्य मिल जाता है गोपियों की तरफ या कृष्ण ने कहा ये तुम्हारे लिए संभव नहीं है, तुम उसके अधिकारी नहीं हो, तुमने ऐसी कौन सी तपस्या या कौन सा ऐसा कार्य किया है जो वृंदावन में तुम्हारा जन्म होगा नहीं होगा। सब ब्रह्मा जी का गोकुल में भी हमारा जन्म हो जाए, कैसा जन्म हो जाए वहां गोकुल में नर्मदा इत्यादि के घरों में जो जमदानियां टट्टी फेंकने वाली होती है, टट्टी फेंकने के बाद में जब घर में लौटती है तो पत्थर पर अपने पैरों को रगड़ती है साफ करने के, वो पत्थर भी यदि मैं हो जाऊं जिस पर कि वो जमादारियां पत्थर रगड़ करके साफ करें तो भी मेरा जीवन सफल हो जाएगा, ऐसा ये पिता बच्चा। तो इसके द्वारा भगवान के भक्तों से संबंधित किसी भी जन्म को प्राप्त करके प्रचुर रूप में भगवान की सेवा पर और ब्रह्मा जी के स्तुतियों में कुछ पार्थक्य। उद्धव जी ने भी कहा आशा बहु चरण रे युषाम श्याम वृंदावने किम भूल मतौषदी नुस्तम स्वजन आद्य पथन चरित भेजे मुकुंद पदमे पंदे नंद प्रजे स्त्री नाम पाद रेणु जासानकारी कथा होगी सपना। ये प्रार्थना के गोकुलवासी किसी एक की चरण हमको डोली मिल जाए और उद्धव जी प्रार्थना करते हैं कि गोपियों में गोपियों की चरण और उस गोपियों में भी रेणु एक वचन कहा गया किसकी चरण डोली ओ राधिका जी की स्पेशल राधिका जी की चरण डोली तो वो दोनों प्रार्थना में अंतर है। यदि कोई कहे या कृष्ण ही कहे अजी आप तो ब्रह्मा हैं सबसे लोक में रहते हैं उस लोक को और इतनी बड़ी ऊंची पदवी को प्राप्त करके गोकुल में जन्म करने ग्रहण करने पर आपको क्या मिलेगा मिलेगा वहां पर तो इतने देवता हैं सबकी आप आराधना करते हैं यहां पर क्या मिलेगा उत्तर में कह रहे हैं मुझे प्रश्न जन्म इत्यादि की जरूरत नहीं। वहां जन्म होने से गोकुल वासियों में से किसी की पदरति द्वारा दीपक अभिषिक्त हुआ जा सकता है, ब्रह्मलोक में तो गोपियां नहीं जाएंगी इसलिए मैं वृंदावन में ही चाहता हूं हमारा जन्म जो गोकुल लोकवासियों में से किसी एक भी चरण की धूलि से मैं अभिषिक्त हो जाऊंगा। अभिषेक कहने का अर्थ क्या है परम शुद्ध स्वरूप उनकी चरण रज है परम पवित्र है उसमें स्नान करने से सारे तीर्थों में ही स्नान करना हो जाएगा कुछ बाकी नहीं रहेगा। इस तरह से आपके चरणों की सेवा का अधिकार मुझे मिलेगा। यदि कोई पूछे गोकुल वासियों की पदरथ द्वारा में सिक्त होने के लिए त्रिविध्यादि जन्म की प्रार्थना क्यों कर रहे हो कोई गोकुलवासी पुरुष स्त्री बन जाने की प्रार्थना क्यों नहीं करती ये मेरे लिए संभव नहीं है संभव नहीं है। समस्त ब्रह्मा को समस्त प्रकार के उपदेशों को देने वाली स्तुतियां हैं स्तुतियां उनकी गुरु है ब्रह्मा जब स्तुतियां ही उनके चरण की भूमि को ढूंढ रहे हैं तो हमारे लिए ये कैसे संभव है इसलिए हमारे लिए ऐसा संभव है। आप भगवान विशेषतः समस्त ऐश्वर्य माधुर्य
सौंदर्य कारुण्य इत्यादि का पूर्ण गुण की प्रभुता महिमा को सुनता हूँ। अरे कृष्ण में समस्त ऐश्वर्य सौंदर्य माधुर्य कारुण्य इत्यादि गुण है, इसलिए भगवान गोकुंद ही समस्त गोकुल वासियों को परम सुख देने के कारण उनके जीवन स्वरूप है। भगवान क्या ब्रजवासियों का जीवन जीवन कैसा है, कृष्णमय है। उनका समस्त समय सारी क्रियाएं बाहर और भीतर से सब समय वो कृष्णमय कृष्णमय है। इसलिए सूर्यों के का मैं शिष्य हूं, इसलिए स्तुतियों के अगम्य मनोरथ जो दुर्लभ वस्तु मेरे लिए कैसे संभव है, इसलिए मैं गोपियों का क्या गोपुर में जन्म में प्रार्थना अपित महारोग्रस्त अत्यंत कृपण दरिद्र व्यक्ति से संभ्राति की अभिलाषा करें तो लोग समाज की उसकी हंसी होती है। इस प्रकार से मैं जैसा मैं यदि मर जाऊं गोकुल वासी को धोकर के जन्म ग्रहण करूं तो मेरा उपहास, इसलिए तृण लता गुण होकर के ही जन्म लेने की प्रार्थना।
Therefore, we are continuing from last night's lecture from Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Sri Sanatana Goswami, The Glories of Sarasanga. Therefore, Brahmaji, first he prayed to Vrindavan. First, he had only heard of the glories of Vrindavan and how Radha and Krishna performed their Rasleela. Therefore, Shankar had developed a greed. He had heard also how on the night of Rasleela, all the different varieties of flowers fully blossomed, even at night. The bees provided a nice background. And Krishna called the gopis by his flute sound. When Shankar ran there, the gopis checked him. And he asked them how I can enter Rasleela. Then the gopi said, if you please Purnamasi by your austerities, then it is possible. Therefore Mahadev went to Purnamasi Devi and she took his hand and by force pushed him into Brahmakund. And when he came out, she was a gopi. But he had not taken birth in the family of any Brijvasi, nor had he married a gopa. Neither did he have residence in Brajamandal. What to speak of having a mother-in-law or father-in-law. So when the gopis asked his identity by inquiring, what is the name of your husband? What is the name of your village? And he could not answer, the gopis began beating him. Therefore his cheeks became reddish and puffed like a malpua. Then he began crying. Krishna said, do not beat him. He is the object of my mercy. Gopiswar Mahadev. So Krishna gave him the blessing that he may stand at the entrance of Rasleela, so by his grace one may enter. Such is the glories of our Vrindavan. Therefore, Lord Brahmaji, he prayed, Tat Bhuni Bhagyam Yajanma Atavya Yad Gokula Katamangri Nadomi Shekam Yas Dukikinam Bhagavan Mukundas Twadagyapi Sridhani Vijramayama. Brahmaji prayed, what to speak of me, even the personified Vedas, the Shrutis, are also looking for the foot dust of Sri Krishna and the gopis, but they cannot find. Who are the Brijvasis? The Brijvasis are those persons whom Mukunda is their very life and soul. Krishna belongs to the Brijvasis. He is their only wealth. And amongst the Brijvasis, the gopis are especially so. Therefore, Brahmaji said, if I could get the foot dust of the gopis, my life would be most successful. Then in his next prayer, he prayed, Te astunate te puribhago. Oh, Bhagwan, if in this birth, or in the next birth, or in the birth after that, I could appear as even an animal or an insect in this Brajamandal, if I could become the servant of your servant's servant, then I may have a chance for the service of the Lord. Then we prayed in this world, what to speak of Gokul, Goloka Vrindavan, if in this world I could appear even in a very low form of life, such as a tree or a shrub, then I could achieve the foot dust of the gopis. Therefore, Sibhishana Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary says, Brahmaji was thinking, in Vrindavan, Brahmaji was thinking, and maybe he is asking Krishna, oh, in Vrindavan, I can easily get the chance of getting the dust of the foot dust, the dust of the foot of the feet of the gopis. But Krishna may answer, oh, Brahmaji, that is not for you. You are not so qualified to appear in Vrindavan. Then Brahmaji said, maybe I can take birth in Gokul, where Krishna does his childhood leelas. And Sibhishana Chakravarti Thakur says, what birth he prayed to take? In Nanda Baba's house, the lower class ladies who used to carry the stools, now it's wet toilet, flushing system, but that time it was dry system. There were those low caste women who carried a stool from the palace of Nanda Baba. And after throwing the stool at a distant place, they come home and they clean their feet upon one stone. Then Brahmaji says, I hope I can take birth as one of those stones. And Gurudev said, just see the glories of Brajamandal. Therefore, he is praying for any relationship with Vrindavan, especially with the residents of Vrindavan. If I can make some connection with the servants of Bhagavan Mukunda, then definitely I'll get a chance to perform a lot of service for the Lord. Therefore, there is a bit of difference between the prayers of Brahmaji and the prayers of Uddhavji. See, Uddhavji prayed, Asamaho Chanarenu Jusamaham Sham Vrindavan Kimapi Lato Kurmo Sharinam. Also, he prayed Bande Nanda Vajastrinam Padarenam Abhiksam. Brahmaji prayed in the general sense for the foot dust of Vrijavasis. But Uddhavji, he specifically prayed, he specifically gave dandavats to one speck of foot dust on the feet of one gopi. Because one speck of foot dust cannot be on the feet of many gopis. Therefore, Uddhav was a little bit more, or a lot more, one-pointed. Therefore, Krishna may ask Brahmaji, you are Lord Brahma, you are the guru for all the demigods, they all worship you. Why would you ask for a lower birth? What is the benefit for you? What will you achieve by taking this? Then Brahmaji replies, taking birth as Lord Brahma is not necessary, because then I'll have to be in Brahmalok, the abode of Brahma. So in the abode of Brahma and Brahmalok, there's no gopis, therefore there's no chance of getting any foot dust. Therefore, birth in Brajamandal is good, because what will I get? I will get the foot dust of the Brijavasis. He prayed for to have his head abhishekt, means to be completely bathed by the foot dust of the Brijavasi. What does abhishekt mean? It means he had become completely pure. Like one takes bath in the water of all the holy tirthas, one becomes purified. Therefore, he is praying that I may achieve the purification to enable me to achieve the qualification to perform service in the root of the Brijavasis. Therefore, Bhagavan Krishna may ask again, then why would you take birth? Why would you pray to take birth in a low tree or a blade of grass? What's wrong with praying to become like in a human form, like any gopa or gopi? Then Brahmaji said, I'm afraid I am not qualified to take birth like in a human form in Brajamandal. Because Brahma is the guru of the Vedas. The Vedas come from his mouth. Therefore, all the Shrutis personified are the disciples of Veda. Therefore, Brahmaji prayed in his first verse. He said that even the personified Vedas cannot find the foot dust of the gopis. And the personified Vedas are my disciples. So even they cannot get, then what to speak of me? Then he said, for all those reasons, I am not qualified to take birth in a human form. Who are the Brijavasis? The Brijavasis are those who yastu nikilam Bhagavan Mukundas. They are Brijavasis, are completely Krishna-mayi. Krishnamaya means inside, outside, they know nothing else except the service of Krishna. Therefore, for all these reasons, Brahmaji prayed to take a loka. Okay, some of my Vedas are the gurus of even Brahmaji.
से अधिक और कुछ नहीं, उतना तन में विष लगा करके आपको मारने के लिए आई, किंतु माता जैसा वेश धारण कर ली, उस वेश के कारण उतना ही नहीं, उसके वंश में बकातु, अघातु और जो दूसरे थे सबको ही कृष्ण ने आत्मदान किया है। आत्मदान कर, आत्मदान माने वैसे गुरोक में गति भी धात्री उचित, ये भी कृष्ण को ही अपने को देना है, इसलिए कहा। किंतु जिन गोपियों ने अपना घर, धन, बंधु, पति, प्रिय द्रव्य, प्राण, मन, पुत्र इत्यादि सब आपकी प्रीति के लिए समर्पित करता है, लोक कर्म, लज्जा, आर्जन कर्म सबको जलांजलि दे, लज्जा तक को भी जलांजलि दी, उन गोपियों को आप क्या देंगे? आप कुछ भी देने, उनका ऋण कैसे शोधन करेंगे? यदि अपने को देने, ये तो कितना इत्यादि राक्षसियों को भी दे दिया। मैं तो चिंता कर रहा हूं कि आप क्या दें। ब्रह्मा जी के मन में शिव के नहीं आता, फर्क में क्या देखे, उनके नहीं और अपने मुख से ही कहा पावने को।
Therefore, Brahmaji is thinking. Even Putana came dressed as a mother and with poison on her breast, she tried to kill you. Because of that simple act as dressing like a mother, then what do you speak of giving Putana a place in Goloka Vrindavan like a mother, like a nurse? But even Krishna gave himself to demons that were related to Putana, like Agasura and Bakasura. Says Krishna, Atmadan, gave himself. Also, Atmadan means he gave a position in his own dham. Therefore, the gopis, they have given their life, or the Brijvasis, sorry, have given their life, their bodies, all the objects within their possessions, their relatives, family members like wives, sons, and children. Even they have given up the Arja Dharma, the behavior of respectable persons, qualities like shame, shyness. They have given all these, surrendered all these to you, simply out of their affection for you and to achieve your priti, your love. Therefore, Brahmaji is thinking, you gave such a thing to Putana, who just came as your mother. Then Brahmaji is thinking, what will I get? But Brahmaji, even though he is so intelligent, he could not conceive what he will achieve.
वहां पर गोपी घाट, पासी में राम घाट, राम की राजलीला स्थली, पासी में बिहार बन और
निकटी में तपोवन लौट करके अक्षय वन और फिर चीरघा कात्यायनी देवी का दर्शन और फिर वहां से श्री वत्सवन और लौटते समय में गरुड़ गोविंद इत्यादि विशेष स्थलियों का जहाँ पर की साधारण लोग नहीं जाते हैं और ये कृष्ण की विशेष लीला स्थलियां है, इसलिए सभी लोग वहां पर जाएंगे दर्शन करेंगे।